Look out! Look out! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sally? Hey, darling. How much longer do you figure to be working?
Until we get an idea, honey.
At that rate, we'll be here from 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, Rob had opened his big mouth and say we'd write a show for Alan Brady while he's on vacation. Look at them all been resting.
You know, you should have let the network run that old movie like they wanted to.
I got it. Well, I got it. An original idea. What's the one thing that's never been done on television?
You can't do that on television.
Oh, shit.
Screw it.
What is the one thing that's never been done on television?
Radio.
You want to do radio on television?
Yeah. I say we get a great old radio performer, we can build the whole show around him.
Oh, Rob, most people today couldn't care less about the radio personality.
Yes,
Sally. I couldn't agree with you more. He's always talking about some radio star that I never heard of.
Oh, come on now. You can't tell me that everybody wouldn't love to see
Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building.
Great. Rock on, brother.
Michael Jackson. What's the one thing he's allergic to?
Vagina! Yeah.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Why do you favor radio?
Larry, stop that.
Why?
Why? It's just not right, Larry.
I brandish some dynamite.
Hey, how you doing, John? McCain?
Why men's rooms?
I tell you why, Regis.
I better bring my rubbers.
Yeah, you're going back to the East Coast, Regis.
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to you and 14 other people like you.
Wow.
It's wild, isn't it?
He gets hornier with every broadcast.
Mm-hmm. It's wild, isn't it?
Wild, huh? Isn't this the wild thing? Huh? I want to do you.
Here we go, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's the 29th of February.
Mm-hmm. February.
You all know what that means. That's right. And Buzz, you're goddamn right. It means we take your valued telephone call.
Right. February.
And, you know, even though we have a one-minute limit, if we are blown away by the content,
yes,
we will go more than 1 minute with a call.
Good idea.
Wonderful. Let's see what happens.
Excellent notion.
Wishful thinking.
Right.
Dreaming on a Friday.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, Buzz, have you ever taken the supplement, a horny goat weed?
I'm familiar with it, yes. Shocker.
I took two about an hour ago,
uh-huh,
and, you know, it makes my unit grow, but, no, it makes it sweaty, the unit, not the nuts, the unit. What about you?
Sure it's the horny goat weed that's doing that?
It makes it what?
Sweaty.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Wait,
hold on a second. It's not even supposed to be a sexual thing, right? It's supposed to be like a focus concentration deal, isn't it?
No, horny
energy.
Horny goat weed is specifically for libido.
Do you rub
it? Is. Libido, right, and performance.
Do you rub it on your thing, or it's a pill?
No, it's a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And
you took two?
I would say if your schlong is sweaty, that would be a good sign.
Okay, yeah, because it's not my sack, it's my unit.
Try just one next time and stay away from goats.
Okay, will do. Thank you. I love you, Buzz.
And you.
Thank you, sir.
Are you feeling like you want to do it right now?
Oh, that's a minute.
Answer yes. You taking it?
I have.
I love Don and Mike Show.
It's just coursing through my veins right now.
There's nothing he has not tried.
Mm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hi, what's happening? You're on the air.
Don, I realized for the last 12 years that, you know, our relationship has been really one-sided. And today I want to change the table, change the seats. Any question you want of me, buddy, you got it. I'll answer anything.
Oh, boy, this is a challenge. Can I ask the first one?
Oh, hold on, Mike. I'm still thinking of my first one.
Mike, I'll listen. Yeah, absolutely. But, Don, go. Go.
Okay, when did you first know that you loved a big man C?
I'd have to say 8 and a half, somewhere in between 8 and a half and 10 years old, Don.
When did you discover, this is my question, when did you discover, and that no one can have, could have told you this, when did you discover yourself that your mother was good in bed?
Oh, gosh, on the first time.
Oh, that's time. Too bad, you
time's
had,
out.
I wanted to ask when he found out his father was good in bed.
He had so much of that good phony stage confidence.
He did indeed.
If only we could transfer some of that to our American Idol contestants. God, would that be great if we got a caller to break down today on the show?
Oh, boy, that'd be special.
That
can do it.
Would be a highlight. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got 60 seconds, right?
In theory, yes.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Charles calling from D.C.
Yes, Charles. Thanks for the bio.
Oh, well, anyway, first off, I want to say that, you know, Barack Obama actually is leading in Texas right now.
I'm aware of that.
Thanks for that bulletin.
Mm-hmm. Kind of widely reported that he's leading in the polls in Texas.
Narrow lead, but yes.
Yeah, what do you think about having a brother president, Don?
What do you think about that, Don?
Well, I think, you know, I'm violently opposed to it. Must you even ask my opinion? I believe I'm documented on this. Next question, please.
All right, peace.
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 I'm glad we could answer that in under 60.
He wasn't laughing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Give us the microphone. Give us a microphone. Give us a microphone. Let us do our goddamn show.
Remember that?
Oh, that's
sounds like the original guy.
Yo, starting the best thing on the radio. Wow. If you don't mind farting, screwing with the minds of phone hoes.
He remembers all of our old
it's
songs.
It's the show, no test strip. For all the weirdos living on Earth,
nice.
Can you imagine the aroma when Don Geronimo gives birth? Circumcised, hung to their knees, that's good. It means more meat and less cheese. The show's a magnet, wink, wink. Best way an intern can get some stink. Don Geronimo.
Oh, that was great.
Too bad.
There it goes.
I enjoyed that.
It was a good 60 seconds. Hello, Don and Mike Show, all callers show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know Helen Keller was a communist?
You know, this does not make us laugh. Please do not poke at the bears, please.
You know, really, just because we're doing the all callers show does not mean we relax the rules on the jokes.
Don't spoil it for others.
I want to tell you something. In this scenario, mm-hmm. Mike and I are that bear in that zoo in San Diego, and you're the prick that got effed up and decided to go over and start screwing with that bear.
Was it a bear or a tiger?
Or a lion.
I think a tiger. They killed the guy?
Yeah.
It was a tiger.
Was it really?
But I bet a bear has done it, too.
Maybe it was a rhino.
Maybe it was a hippo.
Do you know last night on American Chopper, they sent those cats to South Africa?
Wow.
You want to talk about a place where they are so out of place.
South Africa. Yeah, there we go. Did Mikey ride the rhino?
No. None of them rode rhinos. They looked at elephants.
Uh-huh.
And God, what else did they do? They
they must have looked so out of place.
Everywhere they went, they would spend time with natives learning about. Paul Sr. had lots of questions like, the ivory tusks, you got any idea how big they come?
He's trying to do an interview.
And I was trying to figure out, because they had a new episode last night, what are the Tuttles doing in South Africa? Turns out they sell motorcycles down there.
Sure.
They're at a bike show, and their show's on TV in South Africa.
There we go. You know, the South African people really know their motorcycles, which is surprising, because I kind of thought all they knew about was safaris, which is a nice detail.
And I was half expecting for one of them to say, and you know, despite the fact that we're in a country called Africa, I don't see too many colored people.
Surprised they didn't say that.
I'm Paul Sr.
And I'm Paul Jr. And you know, we ended up learning an awful lot about each other.
We sent Mikey out to do the special dance. Meanwhile, we were back at the hotel farting. Because that's what we do.
Hello there. The Tuttles. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Radio God, please.
Hi there. We're still doing all phone calls. Hello.
Say that again now?
We've not abandoned the ship yet. We are still taking all phone calls.
What can we do for you?
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to say what's up to the radio guard.
So you wanted to just say hello?
I just want to say hello.
Okay. Your time is over.
Oh, dang. Come on.
See? Now, why is there a come on there?
All you wanted to say was
you
hello.
You have nothing to say.
Sure, I have something to say, man. This is your number one fan.
No, you don't. You're a SWAT. C-W-O-T, a colossal waste of time.
No, don't say that, man. Come on, this is a first time caller. Long
yeah,
time
but
listener.
You really you know, goodbye.
Time. Rules is rules. Parts is parts. Dogs love cheese. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike. Hey,
Mike's got the tension headache.
Could I get a ratio of how many calls I've had to how many you've answered?
What, sir?
First, turn your radio down. Mike's now doing the moose thing on his head like sure. Simon Cowell.
Can you please tell us what you're trying to ask?
He wants to know
his
average.
The times that I've tried calling in,
yes.
How many times have I
you want your vital statistics.
This will be the last time we accept one of these calls today. There's another instant rule now.
Mm-hmm.
No more asking for your stats.
New rule.
But I'll tell you, boy, you're bad. You've called us 174 times, and you've made it through 6 times.
Mike.
That's a terrible ratio, sir.
Mike.
Yes.
You're all right. Irvin out?
I don't know if I should take comfort in that call or be very, very afraid.
He was on your side, I think.
You're fine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
We're taking all phone calls because this day only happens once every 4 years.
Okay.
Off you go.
I just wanted to call and say how much we miss y'all down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Well, I want you to know.
Are you listening on the internet?
Huh?
Are you listening on the internet,
Mike?
No, not right now. I've been listening to y'all on podcasts, so I'm like a few days behind.
Ah, well.
Well, then you've not heard the news from yesterday's show, huh?
No.
Well, then
did you hear about the Mavericks?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. You didn't hear about the Dallas Mavericks?
No, what happened?
Are you a fan?
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Was on the podcast yesterday.
Enjoy them while you can.
They're moving to Sacramento.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, how much we miss you guys down here.
And I want to tell you how often we've thought about how great it was to be. Weren't we on, like, overnights in Dallas?
I think we were on at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
2?
I think our one fan for calling in. Hello. Don and Mike show. All callers show. Hello.
Yes, hi, Don and Mike. I have a bit of a confession.
All right.
Good time.
I was wondering if maybe some of the brothers from the South can help me on this. I was reading the newspaper today, and I saw what was a pretty cute chick there, and I started having bad thoughts about her. And then I looked, and I read, and it was my cousin. And I'm just very conflicted about this.
Is it a cousin by blood, by marriage?
Yeah. Yep, nope, it's my dad's, it's my first cousin, it's my dad's brother's daughter.
You know what, you know, because I'm feeling magnanimous, I will relay a very brief anecdote, all right? Are you ready?
Yeah,
I'm
ready.
I was out in the days that it was 18 in Connecticut to drink, and we were out for my 18th birthday at a local bar, and there was a railing that went across the bar, and then you couldn't see anything, and then a little separation between the railing, mm-hmm. and all you could see was people like from the waist down. And my best friend Joey and I were sitting there having my first legal beer out at this restaurant. I think it was called The Market. And I looked across and I said, man, that is a great ass. And I pointed it to Joey. And Joey turned around and we just went on talking.
Mm-hmm.
Joey goes to the can and he comes back like 5 minutes later and he's got tears in his eyes. He's laughing so hard. He goes, dude, that ass you were pointed at, that's your sister. That's your sister. And it was like one of those rare times. You know, she's 7 years older than I was, and she was back home from college drinking with her buddies.
You had the eye even back then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I shouldn't feel too dirty about this.
No, I thought I'd sacrifice myself and make you feel a little better about yourself.
No, as a matter of fact,
I feel better now.
I think as long as you don't have full-blown intercourse, you're safe.
So or use protection.
Knock yourself out.
Sure.
Just lots of petting.
Mm-hmm. Heavy.
Lots of petting and lots of oral.
Heavy
petting. You know,
wrong.
The way high school kids do it.
Yeah. When it doesn't count.
Hello, Don and Mike show. All callers show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
How are you guys?
We're doing great.
This is sad to think that in another 4 years it won't be Don and Mike. And I just wanted to say I love you, Don. I have listened to you for years, and I'm going to miss you. And, Mike, I can't wait to see what exciting news you come up with to counteract Don's absence.
Well, one of the rules we'll have is that people can't call with cell phones that drop out.
Thank you, though, darling.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to our association. Bye-bye. May it be long and fruitful.
Au revoir.
And I hope you're
KEC.
I hope you're able to counteract me, Mike. I know that's your goal.
To counteract.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Right, undo the right. Damage.
Gentlemen.
Hi there. What's happening? All-comer show.
My grandmother recently told me that the most effective product she ever used is Ester C.
Somebody give me a C.
I think we've heard that before because that's a real product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ester C. Yes. Named after
Esther Roll.
Aunt Esther.
You used to do a great Esther Roll.
Oh, JJ.
Maybe I can't do it anymore.
No, sure you can. Do the thing about call my hotline.
Why don't you give it a try?
There you go.
I'm Esther Roll.
See, that's like getting on a bike, Mike.
Hello, JJ.
With a cigarette.
Why don't you give it a try?
Why don't you give it a try? This is Esther Roll.
Damn, damn, damn!
James is dead. Acting.
Florida Evans.
Acting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey!
You know what JJ used to say all the time?
I brandish from Dynamite.
Dynamite.
He was famous for that.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey!
Hey, yourself. Hi.
Hey, it's Walter Brennan.
Ah, you're doing Walter Brennan, alias John McCain.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
what a fabulous recreation of an impersonation.
Like you're not sure and we're not sure. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to talk to Mike about gambling.
Oh, he's right here. Go ahead.
One of my favorite subjects. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Please take your time.
Hi, I was just wondering what's the game you make the most money on, and what kind of system do you count cards, and what system do you use?
I use no system, and making money in a casino is a fallacy. No one makes money in a casino, only occasionally, but you always. No. What is Robert De Niro said? In the end,
the casino, the house,
they get it all.
The house, oh yeah.
And I had a great, I mean, great year. Last year. Best year I have ever had.
Best
this
year?
This is the truth. This is the truth.
Best
and
year
you're going to get a real kick out of this because you know.
Year as a degenerate gambler?
As a degenerate, I had the best year I have ever had. Do you know what my total winnings were?
How much?
$500.
Congratulations.
I mean, literally, I got the statement. I get a P&L statement at the end of the year.
Like
and I mean, I'm talking about winning, 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 winning. And that really, in my mind, I was winning and winning. In my mind, I was winning and winning and winning time.
He just said time. That doesn't mean Mike has to stop talking.
He likes doing. No. You notice he likes doing it though when I'm talking. He enjoys that.
For everybody.
Yes.
It means nothing to you. It means everything to the
caller. Okay, EC.
Just for the record.
Oh, it's come to this.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
How dare you?
Hello.
How dare you, sir?
Hi, Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hey, Don and Mike. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to say hello to you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Long time. Here we go. This is all callers.
I'm actually talking to Don and Mike right now.
No,
you are.
Not right now.
Okay. We have a question I want to ask them.
All right.
Okay.
Long time ago, they had an interview, I believe it
Hold
was...
Hold on. I just felt like stopping her.
I'm sorry. Yes, we were talking about something else. What did you want to ask them?
A long time ago, they interviewed someone, I think it was like a local sportscaster.
Hold on. How long have you been listening to their show?
I've been listening probably 15 years.
15 years. Good. I'm gonna write down that you're a number one listener.
Oh, you're very sweet.
Would that be nice?
Who are you looking to talk to?
The guys. I just want to ask them if they can confirm, because nobody believes me.
You want to talk to them now?
Yeah. I'd love
no.
To.
No. No.
Time's up.
Time. That was fun. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I wanted to say hi to the guys.
Here we go.
They're
again.
Busy.
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was calling to see if Don was so excited about the new Will Ferrell movie that he went to see it before work today.
No, I didn't go to see it before work today. I will see it this weekend, though, and I don't care that it's getting panned by all the critics.
Sort of panned. Not rabid, not savage, but, well, you know, it's a typical Will Ferrell review.
No, it's worse than a typical Will Ferrell
review. Well, the one
review.
I read, he was actually, they said some nice things about him.
Where did you read it?
Right in USA Today, just about 5 minutes ago.
Well, the one in the Washington Post was rather scathing today. If you go to Rotten Tomatoes,
I'll give you the headline.
Everybody hates it.
What's the headline?
Mike,
Gene Shalit hated it on the Today Show.
But America's newspaper liked it okay, or sort of.
Ferrell scores points for comedy in semi-pro. That's the headline.
Well, that's USA
silly,
Today, though.
I know.
It's a newspaper for retarded people.
Silliness works.
It's like the Jay Leno of newspapers.
It's true.
Time.
Silliness works in 1970s setting.
I hope so, but I'll let you know.
Oh, it's that Claudia Pig that wrote it.
Who is it?
Claudia Pig.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Claudia Pig?
Yeah, she writes for USA all the time. Claudia Pig.
My eyes aren't good. What's her
Here
name?
You go.
Let me see.
Hold on.
Mike's actually
passing
the
paper. Claudia Pig.
They're busy.
Oh. Hi.
It's Pog.
It's Pig.
Hold on.
Claudia Pig.
Uh-huh. Claudia.
Claudia Pig, a movie reviewer.
P-U-I-G, right. Pig.
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 I've always assumed that Pig. The U is silent.
Doesn't she work in Fairfax?
I think she used to.
Well, see, if you would have just said to me the U is silent, I would have agreed with you right away.
Hey, but you know, I didn't even read the review. I just read the headline. So when you were saying he's getting panned, mm-hmm.
yeah.
that looked that. But you see, here's the deal. The headline's nice, but read the stars.
2.5.
2.5 stars.
He could do worse.
He did worse than everything else I read today.
Right.
But they'll get my $19 this weekend.
Of course
we'll go see it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hello.
Although not exactly a slam dunk, semi-pro is definitely more than semi-funny. How about that?
More than semi-funny. Praise doesn't get any higher than that, does it?
If you're any, and I'll read the last paragraph. You know how you always say you can read the
first and last paragraph tells you everything you need to know about a story.
Last paragraph. If you're a Ferrell fan and if you enjoy his particular brand of eccentric tomfoolery. Mm-hmm. God, she is Claudia Pig.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth taking a chance on semi-pro.
Okay, right, yeah.
There's the glowing review.
She might as well have said, if you enjoy the smell of your own farts,
then I'm there.
Buy a ticket now.
Full house.
Let's go to our statistician. Let's go to Stats Inc. It's time for some rotisserie baseball stats.
Very good.
Rob Spiewak, how many calls have we taken?
I got 17 calls in that segment. That brings us to...
How many?
66.
How many?
66.
We've only taken 66 phone calls today.
But it's been entertaining.
It seems like we've taken 6,000 calls today.
I know it does.
We'll continue, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Because this happy day only happens once every 4 years.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. It's the excitement, the thrill of the all-caller show.
Yeah, that took the fight out of him.
But first, spots. Where's that thing? Where's that thing about spots?
You mean Walter Brennan when he's talking about spots?
Spots. Oh, what do you mean, spots?
What do you mean, spots?
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I ground this from dynamite.
I know you did. Okay, be right back. Oh, and Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
My fellow Americans, I pose this simple question to you.
Yes.
Are you better off now than you were when this disappointing show began?
That's the question we all got to ask ourselves.
Well,
today.
The answer is yes.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.